Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Mark Lerner graduated from Michigan State University with high honors with a Bachelor of Arts degree in Social Science. In 1972, he completed an intensive one-year training course in professional astrology, and he was hooked, hearing how they summoned other dimensions to grow thriving gardens in the barren soils of northern Scotland. Mark joined the Findhorn community in 1976. His book includes Welcome to Planet Earth. His magazine is GPS Astrology, and his website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Mark, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on tonight, George.
You are what we call an expert in Earth astrology. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when I began Welcome Planet Earth, which was a newsletter, newspaper, and magazine from 1981 to 2000, again, the name that has been used for hundreds of years in Europe and America about Earth astrology was the word mundane. And of course, now we talked about this last time when I was on with you and everybody in June. That word now is kind of ho-hum, but it never was that way. But fundamentally, Earth astrology is the astrology of eclipses, the beginning of seasons, what we call the equinoxes and solstices, new moons, full moons, world leaders. It's basically looking at, in fact, every state of the union. I mean, here in the United States, all of us listening here and anywhere around the world, every country has a birth chart, every state, even every city and town. Sometimes they're hard to find, but every state in the United States, for instance, when it entered the Union, that's a chart. And a lot of you out there are living in states where maybe the state chart and your personal birth chart can be compatible or incompatible. Because I get a lot of people, there's what we call astrocartography, which has been developed the last 40 years. So even whether you're living in your own birth town or you've moved away, sometimes people are not living exactly in the best situations and other people are.
What's the significance of full moons? We've got the harvest moon tonight.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, this is one of the rare times where I'm actually on within a couple hours of a full moon. So this is what they call a supermoon. That only means it's not really all that significant. It's just that certain months, we always have a full moon. Sometimes it's a total lunar eclipse or a partial lunar eclipse. So every 29 days, there's a full moon. If the moon is what we call perigee, closest to the Earth, the moon is not always the same distance from us, then the moon looks bigger, you see. Whereas at apogee, in fact, this is what's going to happen at this solar eclipse, what we call an annular solar eclipse. Many of your listeners have now heard about the one on October 14th, which is not total. And that's because the moon is at apogee. It's further away from the Earth. So when you hear or you go online to NASA, whatever it is, and want to hear about it and read about the annular solar eclipse October 14th, they'll call it a ring of fire because what's happening, and again, everybody's got to take the usual precautions, just like with a total solar eclipse, you can't stare at the sun. So you got to, you know, figure out a way not to directly look at the sun. So just keep in mind that sometimes the moon is closer and sometimes it's further away. Full moons, though, you know, for hundreds, if not several thousand years in astrology and astronomy, you know, this is like where we get all the idea about werewolves and animals getting all kind of crazy, because the sun and the moon are tugging at the Earth. And the same thing really at new moons and solar eclipses, whether they're total, annular, or partial, then you get the sun and the moon on one side of the Earth. So this is why eclipses, they're very powerful. In astrology, we call the sun and moon the two lights. So they're fundamentally like in everyone's charts. We have a sun and we have a moon. And sometimes the moon is more powerful in the moon sign in people's charts. People need to understand that the moon is incredibly significant, and we're much more than our sun signs.
Mark, is it unusual to have two eclipses, even though it's a lunar and solar eclipse in October?
No, I mean, it is. What happens every year is they start shifting. Get this, I was reading up on, I mean, I have these classes, just so everybody knows, that I've taught for a long time. There's 36 of them. In the advanced series, I have a whole lesson, hour lesson, and all kinds of notes about eclipses and fixed stars and even heliocentric astrology and so on. But I looked at the Britannica about how frequent we get eclipses. You can get 2 to 5 solar eclipses in a year. You can get 2 lunar eclipses, but they shift from one month to another. So yes, it is unusual to have them in October. The other thing is sometimes you can have a year where there's no lunar eclipses, either full or partial. But we always have a couple of solar eclipses. And one other thing, George, the maximum is 5. And in 1935, there were 5 solar eclipses. And according to the Britannica, the next time we'll have that number will be in 2206, like 260 or 260 plus years later. That's how infrequent it is to have 5 solar eclipses in a year.
Unusual. I've talked to Glynis McCants, our numbers lady. I'll ask you too, Mark. You're the astrologer. What is it about numbers and celestial patterns that determine our outcome?
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, numerology, astrology, tarot, gematria, going back to the Bible, for instance, the Hebrew alphabet was a pictorial alphabet. Our English alphabet is actually connected to all of that. That's why we know, like, for instance, in English, the letter A is the first number, so that generally using regular numerology, A has a 1 value quantitatively, but it's more qualitatively, whether in a person's name. And an A could be, like in numerology, you could have a long A or a short A. You know, some people's names begin with A, the power of vowels. B is the second letter, that's a 2, and so on. C is 3, and so on. So numerology, often we're working with people's names, and of course we all have the numbers of, let's say somebody's born the 12th month, December, so there's a 12 there, whatever day, 15th, 8th, and so on, and then you have digits for your year. So when Glynis is on, and you know, I've been doing this myself for decades, numerology is the foundation point of astrology, because everything in all of our charts, the sun is in 1 degree out of 360 of our charts, the circular chart. Most of the people listening have seen their charts or hear about it. There's 12 signs. Each sign is 30 degrees of space. If you multiply 30 times 12, you get the 360 degrees of the zodiac and of a circle. And so we all have the sun at a particular degree that has a number and a value. The same thing with the moon, Mercury, Venus, the 8 main planets. And if you work with asteroids, which I do, and the planet Chiron, which was discovered in 1977, and then you work with mathematical alignments like a grand triangle or a square or oppositions, they're part of what we call aspects in astrology. So everything is part of like the great geometry of the heavens and what we all learned when we were studying geometry in high school. But I love those classes, and somehow I made it to studying astrology, which is like cosmic geometry.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now. Astrologically speaking, Mark, when there's a full moon, what does that mean to us?
Well, what's happened is that, again, if we go back hundreds of years, let me put it this way. Humanity was used to this kind of thing all over the world. Now, if you have a cloudy sky or it's raining, the moon will be out there, but you're not going to be able to see it full. But it's such a stark reality. So I think, I'm sure there's so many books about how we get mythologies and how ancient peoples, for instance, they would get their shamans and so on, because astrology and astronomy and looking at the heavens, and we even have calculations going back several thousand years to the Middle East, India, China, all over the world, where astronomers were watching, say, Jupiter-Saturn conjunctions every 20 years. As far as the full moon is, it does disturb, shall we say, the atmosphere, you know, animals, birds, and so on. So that's why there's been so many movies, you know, particularly in the recent years about, you know, zombies and werewolves and strange behavior, because what's happening, again, like before, when the moon is full, the sun and the moon are tugging at the earth, just like the tides. And that has an impact on all of our lives, okay? So But in the ancient world, the thing is, as the moon keeps changing its phases, the full moon was always important, and this is important for us to think about in the ancient world, because so many of us live in these, you know, well-lit cities with artificial light, that this is how people needed to protect themselves, you know, from enemies and so on. You'd have people guarding your town and so on to make sure somebody didn't attack you, and if the moon was full, you could see things. You know, when SEAL Team 6 took down Osama bin Laden, as an example, I think there's that movie Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah.
A lot of this stuff happens still. And, you know, I mean, these are warfare things that are really shocking, but having studied so much history and current events, they didn't just go in there, you know, to this unusual area, you know, during a bright, you know, sunny day. I mean, a lot of this is, like, all planned. And, you know, they don't tell us about this, the Defense Department and so on, to go in when people are asleep and there isn't a moon, like what we call the dark of the moon, just before a new moon, in order to, you know, obscure helicopters or whatever it may be.
Mark, any news on the outer reaching planets and these other celestial objects out there in the solar system?
Well, yeah, this is there's a combination of things that's very disturbing. You know, we all think we're sort of out of that horrible COVID situation. And, of course, many of us are reading, okay, there are these different variants. You know, how serious is it? Everybody's got different opinions. Oh, it's, you know, more like the flu. Other people have come down with it. And depending on people's health, you know, it can be very serious. Now, here's where I wanted to mention this. There's a planet called Eris. Okay, it was discovered in 2005. It has a cycle of 559 years. It's one of these planets beyond Pluto. Now, on October 20th and 21st, right between these two eclipses, okay, the October 14th annular solar eclipse, which is actually coming through Oregon, Nevada, New Mexico, through San Antonio, Texas, goes into Mexico, that particular eclipse is on the 14th. The other one I definitely want to talk to everybody about, October 28th, which is a partial lunar eclipse, because that's connecting to the great stock market crash in New York from 1929. So I want to mention that fairly soon here. But Eris and the nodes of the moon, a lot of people know their charts. There are these two horseshoe figures. It has to do with the fate destiny points as the moon and the earth and the sun coordinate. And what's happening is Eris, this faraway planet in mythology, this planet was named after the sister of Mars. She was the one in mythology who created, in a sense, was the catalyst for the Trojan War, because she wasn't invited to a particular marriage. And these mythologies are part of these planets. And the other thing I wanted to say is now the World Health Organization and the CDC have allowed, if not encouraged, particularly a biologist in Ontario, Canada, to come up with names instead of the variants, because when somebody says, well, we've got the BA 2.0, whatever it is, so many people are like, oh, there they go again, you know, with these weird Greek names. So now they're naming, and one of these variants is named Eris, you see, and we're going to have Eris very powerfully situated, and that worries me, you see, that a biologist or an astronomer will sort of connect up something and then say, oh, here's the latest COVID kind of thing. It's a long story, but just people are going to see these names like Arcturus, Fornax, Parola, these different little cutesy names. I don't think they should be doing this. You know what I mean? They're naming viruses that you can't see after celestial bodies.
That's kind of silly, isn't it?
It's silly. Look, the thing is, they don't know what they're doing. You see, this is part of the problem, even with these names like Eris or Sedna and so on. Now, some of these planets that are being discovered by, I mean, there's some great astronomers, Mike Brown, Chad Trujillo. I don't know if they've ever been on your show. You know, astronomers that are finding all these planets, right, you know, beyond Pluto. There's a whole bunch of them. And when people order, if they order my consultations, if they want to know about where Eris is or Sedna, you know, I'll tell them. But the thing is, because they have powerful forces, but it is very silly, and it's not just silly, I think it's very dangerous.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.